My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We go to Pittsburgh. We go to Cincinnati. But first, we go to Baltimore. Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, where Lamar Jackson is ranked one of the very tippy top players in all the NFL. But is there consternation amongst the fan base with Lamar here, Bob, about getting them deeper to the playoffs? Should I just say a Super Bowl?
Well, that's the narrative. They could go 17-0. He could win the Most Valuable Player Award unanimously, lead the league in every category, but if they lose another playoff game, especially a home playoff game, none of that's going to matter. This stage of the Lamar Harbaugh era, it's all about Super Bowls. You heard John Harbaugh a couple of weeks ago say that Lamar is the best quarterback in the history of the NFL, or the plan is for him to become that, not to put any more pressure on the guy. But yes, unless they at least get to the Super Bowl, this season will be dubbed a disappointment for all parties involved, unfairly or fairly, including Lamar Jackson, especially him.
Well, we like to play the game in Cleveland every year. Are the Browns more talented going into this year than we were last year? And inevitably, the fans say, oh, more talented this year almost every single year. Can they say that right now with the Ravens, though, considering the amount of guys that left after last year?
I think the secondary is better. Because they just lost Arthur Millett yesterday, maybe for a long time, so there's a knock to the depth. But Nate Wiggins has lived up to the first-round hype. But Marlon Humphrey's been outstanding in training camp so far. Brandon Stevens had the breakout in the secondary, in the safety position, rather. Hamilton's a stud. Marcus Williams is good. The question is keeping him on the field healthy. He played basically with one arm last year because of his shoulder. They got Eddie Jackson, so they're good there. The concern with them defensively is who's replacing the 9.5 sacks that they got from Jadeveon Clowney. Keep waiting for Adafe Owe to be that guy. He hasn't been. He has 13 on his career, which is now 3 years in. David Ajabo, who they thought they got as a steal coming out of Michigan in the second round because he got hurt during his pro day. He's been hurt here in Baltimore. They're getting Adisa Isaac back, third-round pick out of Penn State. But to realistically expect Kyle Van Noy to get 9 sacks when they literally got him off the couch to come in and provide that level of production, I don't know if that's realistic. So pass rush is the major concern for them defensively right now.
Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, as the Ravens will host the Philadelphia Eagles at 7:30 p.m. coming up on Friday. Zay Flowers, year two, what's expected out of him?
Level up. I mean, he had 77 catches last year, 5 touchdowns, over 800 yards receiving. He only averaged, air quotes, 11.2 or whatever it was, yards per reception. So they're trying to get that up into maybe the 13-yard per catch range, be more explosive, throwing the ball down the field. If there is a real criticism of Lamar Jackson, he hasn't been real accurate throwing the deep ball during his career or outside the numbers as well. So got to tighten that up. But going into year seven, I mean, how much better can he get in that area? But Zay Flowers is expected to move up big time in production. You're getting Andrews back healthy for an entire season. And when Andrews went down, got hurt in that Bengals game on Thursday Night Football, Isaiah Likely came in and played like an all-pro. So one of the narratives here in Baltimore, guys, is can Todd Monken get Likely and Andrews on the field at the same time and be productive as well? But Flowers, Likely, and Andrews, there's a pretty strong trio of pass catchers right there.
I mean, we're going to ask all of our panelists, our esteemed panelists on Inside around the AFC North. So I'll ask you, got to get the preposition right. I'll ask you, Bob. Brandon Ayuk, would you be more scared of the Browns if they end up with the talented 49ers receiver in a trade?
I would be more scared if it's Deshaun Watson, who was the quarterback of the Houston Texans, throwing him the football, would put some fear there. So I don't know what Watson's – I guess he's been cleared with his shoulder, and I don't know how he's throwing there at training camp. But if Cleveland ever gets him back to any semblance of what he was with the Texans, they as a team – become scarier, and absolutely Ayuk would be a great addition to it. But didn't he kind of thrive more with Brock Purdy than he did anybody else? So maybe, you know, minus Purdy, you know, Ayuk isn't the superpower that he was.
Bob,
but yes, to answer your question, sure.
I'm sorry, Bob. Now I can let you go. Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore as the Ravens get set to host the Philadelphia Eagles coming up on Friday night. Mo Egger, ESPN 1530 down in Cincinnati as the Bengals get ready for their preseason matchup against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening at 7 p.m. And Mo, is there a conversation at all about Joe Burrow being a little bit injury-prone here, that he's been hurt two out of his first, what, 4 years now?
Yeah, there has to be, right? Yeah. I mean, in half of his NFL seasons, he hasn't finished his NFL season. And you add that to, you know, the calf issue that kept him from being very effective at the beginning of last season. If you want to roll the appendectomy that he dealt with 2 years ago into the conversation, I guess you can do that. Look, he's never had a normal offseason / training camp. This training camp has been as normal as any that he's ever gone through. Now, you know, COVID had something to do with that, obviously, his first year. Sure. I mean, I think one of the interesting things about this season is how much does that get kicked into hyperdrive if we see the same sort of outcome where he deals with the kind of injury that ends his season prematurely or obviously keeps him out for a long stretch of time. But I don't know how you talk about Joe Burrow without mentioning a pretty significant early injury history in his four-year career.
Well, a lot of that, I think, also comes down to wondering if they can protect him in general with the offensive line issues. Is this something that the Bengals fans are feeling a little better about going into this season?
Yeah, look, there's a reason why they took Amarius Mims from Georgia in the first round of the draft, right? They want to build. They've never put Joe Burrow behind a good offensive line. Now, last year, you might say they put him behind, you know, basically a league average offensive line. If you're ever long term going to build an elite offensive line, that's got to start in the draft. And so that's why they took Amarius Mims out of Georgia. They want to get to a place where they're not having to spend the offseason signing multiple offensive linemen. I think the good news is the story of camp so far has been what Amarius Mims has looked. There's obviously a major difference between, you know, going through practices and what happened starting on Saturday night. But, yeah, I mean, look, it's not like they haven't tried. If you go back to the Super Bowl season 3 years ago, the offensive line has changed over now 100%. None of those guys are still here. Most of those guys are not in the league. And so it hasn't been because of lack of effort. They spent a lot of money on the offensive line. They've now used a first-round pick on the offensive line. They've just never really been able to put together an elite O-line in front of Joe Burrow. I don't think this year's line is going to be elite by any stretch, but they certainly hope and I think believe that it could be incrementally better than it was last season. And if that's the case, there's a better chance that Joe Burrow stays upright.
What is the conversation down there in Cincinnati about the Ohio State House bill about putting grass?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Natural grass on all professional playing surfaces, which would affect Paycor Stadium and the Bengals.
I got to be honest with you. I haven't had one person call to tell me about it.
There's been no conversation down there, really?
None. Zero. Look, the conversation here has been more about, are the Bengals and the county going to get a deal done that keeps them here beyond 2026 because the lease on the stadium is set to expire. There's been a lot of renovations made to the stadium. The last time we went through this, obviously it never got to the point that it did with Art Modell and the city of Cleveland in 1995. But, you know, we dealt with the possibility the Bengals may leave. I certainly don't believe that's going to happen. But when we talk about Paycor Stadium, the conversations are more about do they renovate it? And if so, who's going to pay for it? And if they haggle over that, is the lease that they're playing under right now going to expire?
Has there been any, I guess, let me switch it up. Has there been any conversation or comparison with what's going on with Cleveland, the Browns, and the county and everything up here?
Yeah, a little bit. And I, you know, again, you have to consider the history of the Bengals and the local leaders here. You know, when they built Paycor Stadium, that came at the end of a very contentious process that ultimately resulted in the Bengals getting perhaps the biggest and greatest sweetheart deal in the history of modern sports. And so, I think, frankly, because of the success of the team the last couple of years, there's such a larger appetite to go ahead and publicly fund whatever the Bengals want. But you'll find people in local government who don't have a huge appetite for doing that. And so I think the conversations in the coming years are going to be really interesting. And that 2026 deadline, it's only 3 years away, the end of the 2026 season. And so I think here we're going to have some tough conversations about what Paycor Stadium is going to be like and more significant, who's going to pay for its next iteration, whether it's a newly refurbished park or a brand new one, where that goes, who pays for it, and how much it's going to cost.
We're in a holding pattern a little bit with Ja'Marr Chase and what deal is going to be made with him. But let me ask you this real quick, and I mean real quick. Who's the bigger threat to you, Brandon Ayuk with the Pittsburgh Steelers or with the Cleveland Browns?
Brandon Ayuk with the Cleveland Browns. They're a better team.
Mo Egger, ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati, one of our very favorites down there in the jungle. Chris Muller, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Well, you just heard that there, Chris, as we get set to talk to you, and I can talk about ponies sweating it out and all that other stuff. But first, In your head, in your heart, your emotions, what are the odds that by the end of the week, Brandon Ayuk ends up with the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Cleveland Browns? Give me a percentage.
I think the percentage that he's with one of those two teams is like 55%, I guess, because I have to take the Browns seriously as still being in it, Ken. I think, though, that this – we all laugh at Pony. I love giving him a hard time. I feel like everybody does. But he does have good sources, and the little that I've heard independently of what he's been hearing suggests that Ayuk – and this kind of confuses me, kind of based on what we just heard about the Browns being a bigger threat. Ayuk does want to play – or Mike Tomlin. He seems like he wants to play for the Steelers. So my opinion on this is that it's actually more likely that it's either the Niners, he stays there and they just call all of his bluffs and don't want to deal him, or that he actually ends up with the Steelers.
Boy, it is fascinating to me how we've gotten to this point where the Steelers were out, according to some of the reports. The two of us sat here and said, well, that kind of means they're probably just getting back into it. And that's where I wondered if that's where we were at last night. Do you have a gut feeling right now, Chris?
My gut is that it actually does get done. I've moved off of the idea that, like, this is just a boy who cried wolf situation. I actually do think they get it done. I think that the whole the Steelers are out or all these stories that we're all hearing and reading about how, you know, the Patriots and the Browns have made this offer or whatever, I think that's all just kind of leaking to try to gain leverage by either side, mainly the Niners on him, because I do think they feel they want to trade him. They don't want to just, I think, let him play it out for the year. That would be like their last resort. But I don't think they want to trade. They can't trade him to places he doesn't want to go and sign a contract. So I really do actually think it gets done, which I got to be honest, Tone, like if you had asked me that, you know, whatever, 5 days ago, I'd have said no, and I'm sick of talking about this story because it's not going to happen. I'd have given you the Nick Saban response. Stop asking me. I'm not going to, you know what I mean? Like, so it has changed a lot in a couple of days, and that's just because I think there has been consistent interest from the Steelers that's finally being reciprocated a little more seriously.
Do you get any resentment from the fan base that this is a guy that'd be willing to leave a team that was just in the Super Bowl? Because we've had a little of that.
Like people preemptively saying what kind of a guy yes. teammate is this? No, I think people are just so excited because their number two receiver is Van Jefferson right now that Oof. Even though I don't think Brandon Ayuk, I think he's closer to the 20th best receiver in the league than like the fifth, which is what some people seem to think he is. Even though I don't think he's that good, people just look at what they have right now and they're like, why the hell would we not be excited? You know, we don't care if this guy's like the worst teammate of all time. We still want him on the roster because, God, look at the depth chart otherwise.
Who should start at quarterback week one of the Steelers?
I actually think Wilson should. I just think Fields has the same problems that he's had in Chicago so far, and that's that he's not a very consistent thrower of the ball. He throws a great deep ball. The running is obviously phenomenal, but I know this sounds crazy because it's a much lower ceiling guy. I really do think it should be Russell Wilson. I don't think he's like spectacular, but I think he's going to give them, if they start him, what Kenny Pickett they thought was going to give them, which is solid, steady play where he makes plays, he converts in the red zone, and he doesn't screw up the game. We know they didn't get that, but I think Fields is still too unpolished of a diamond to really trust yet.
Is this a playoff team either way?
I think they're a 10-7 team. I think they're – and what does that get you?
That gets you close. Yeah.
I do – here, the last thing I would say about them is I do think that they have a much more thoughtfully constructed roster. They got holes at wide receiver. They probably have holes still at cornerback that they're hoping they can fill, but it's a much better O-line. The D-line's got to have somebody else besides Benton step up to help Hayward, mm-hmm. but it is a much more thoughtfully constructed roster, and I do think Arthur Smith's going to help them. So, yeah, I think it's a fringe playoff team.
Has Pony slept at all over the last 48 hours?
No, probably not. No, I can't wait to go in today and just troll him with whatever the latest is and say, ooh, it's about to happen, big guy. Like, I'm very excited to make fun of him.
What are the calls and tweets like? Because, I mean, he said this was at the one-yard line a couple of days ago.
I mean, I think people are, like, kind of in my boat where there's a lot of people who actually share my opinion of Ayuk, that he's not as good as maybe people would want to have you believe. But I think people are just tired and they want to see it. Just, you know, like, make it happen or don't make it happen. But, like, let's not just keep beating around the bush here and having reports about reports where nothing actually takes place.
Chris, for the first time in a while, for the first time I can remember, you're actually giving me a talking point instead of you guys stealing your entire show from us.
Wow.
So, thank you very much, Chris.
congratulations on all my success. Bye now.
Chris Muller, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, part of the great triumvirate. That is around the AFC North. Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Mo Egger, ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati, and Chris Muller as the Steelers get ready to host the Houston Texans coming up at 7 p.m. on Friday.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.